Oh, yeah.
Spoilers!
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, we should say spoilers, and I can put this as the intro so that people will know there's spoilers.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
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 Everywhere spoilers.
Okay, now 14 minutes. Okay. I have to know where to go and grab that.
Yeah.
So I don't have to listen to us talk for half an hour. Because
it's only half of a half of an hour.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, that's
way too long to talk.
That is rough listening to us talk. Black Market Toast Podcast, where we take a piece of media out of the cupboard, dust it off, toast it up, and serve it as something completely new. This is episode number 73, and we will be jumping off of Star Wars, The Last Jedi.
Yes.
Which you have seen twice, and I have seen once.
I've seen now thrice.
Ah.
So, sorry, that was not a video that I intended to have up. I'm watching... No, shut up. I'm watching the New Japan Pro Wrestling thing from yesterday.
Sure.
And I was going to look up something.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. Okay, so The Last Jedi. It wasn't moaning or weird shit, so you don't know what it was. It could have been anything. Could have been the beginning of a porn movie.
It was the cable guy coming to the door.
Yeah, exactly. So, what are your thoughts? Because this movie has sort of... I wouldn't say it split the fandom... But it's definitely, like,
it separated the fans from the fakers.
Yeah, the wheat from the chaff, yeah. So to speak, yeah.
The true fans from the posers. I enjoyed the movie. It was, for me, it was much better than The Force Awakens.
Yes, I will give it that much better.
And if you haven't, we did a Force Awakens one, didn't we?
We did one for The Force Awakens.
Okay. And, yeah, The Force Awakens just... I don't feel that it stands up as a good movie on its own without context.
Yeah.
Whereas this one, I think, would. There's a lot more care it put into the narrative and character development and actually telling a story. At the same time, I had a 4-year-old child with me, and there were portions that I missed, so I missed certain segues that had to have happened. So things seemed a bit choppy and disjointed to me because I missed portions of the movie.
Okay,
I don't know if it actually was choppy or disjointed.
Now, actually, it's funny you said the word disjointed because the first time after I saw it,
mm-hmm.
the night of, someone said, "What did I think?" I said it felt disjointed.
Okay. Yeah,
because... Now, I will say that, because to me it felt like they were trying to tell a lot of stories at the same time, mm-hmm. and they were kind of jumping from, well, here's the Finn and Rose story. Okay, now we're back over here with what the Rebels are up to. Now we're going over here to the Rey story, you know, and we're bouncing.
Like the biggest,
and then they tried to wrap it all up at the end.
The biggest thing that jumped out to me, because I missed a portion, was I walked out of the theater for... 2-3-5 minutes with the child, and Rey was training, and I come back in, and she's in the throne room.
No, and that holds to the Star Wars 24-hour Jedi training program that we actually got
with
Luke went to Dagobah.
Right.
So, it holds up. If you go to the Jedi Temple, it takes 20 years to become a Jedi. If you go to a weird planet with one Jedi, you can train in 24 hours.
But it seemed like I missed a significant amount of plot.
You really didn't, though. That's the craziest thing about it. You did not miss that much. Did you see the part where she, like, went down the hole?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That was kind of it.
Yeah.
Like, okay, Rey has some pull to the dark side. She's slightly conflicted. That's really...
And
like
then suddenly she's in the throne room. I saw, you know, Force Time chats and all that.
Yeah, but, Force Time, the Star Wars version of FaceTime.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah.
So that was kind of it. Like, you didn't miss that much of it, though.
Okay.
And, I mean, I laughed to myself when... Like, the guy beside me in the theater the night of was like, "That's all the training she got?" And I was like, It's the 24-hour Jedi program. Yeah. Like when Luke went to Dagobah. And he fell apart laughing. And so I fell apart laughing. And we look like assholes laughing in the middle of this movie.
Well, to be fair, there was a lot of humor thrown in.
There was. And that's, you know, I don't know if that's the Disneyfication of Star Wars. It was not thrown in too much.
Right. There was humor thrown in the original trilogy. It was a little more subtle and not quite as pervasive. Yes. But it was there. And it kind of gave the movie some character. Whereas Force Awakens had no character. The First Order strikes back. Jedi training, dark hole where all the nightmares are.
Yes.
But other than that, they're fairly distinct movies. I feel like they were a little heavy-handed on the metaphor of let's move past the extended universe. I think that was intentional. They kept referring to Legends, which is what they call the extended universe now, and then they symbolically burned the books, which we later learned were stolen and Rey had them.
Right. Okay. Good. Because I saw it and I asked my buddy who saw it. I was like, were the Jedi texts in the Falcon?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think so, but I'll check again. And then I saw it again. I'm like, they are.
Yeah.
And put them there.
And Yoda made a joke. Yeah. Yoda made a joke and totally trolled Luke. Because, you know, he was like, Rey got all she needed out of them before she left. And in fact, she stole the books. Yeah. So he didn't burn the books. He burnt the tree.
Right. And he let Luke die, thinking that the Jedi texts had been destroyed. Right. Which may have been what helped him find peace, because Luke wanted to end the Jedi.
Because the Jedi texts were destroyed, and that peace with the light side was inside of Rey. It was not... The books were not necessary, which is kind of what Yoda said, but what he meant was Rey stole the fucking books.
Right.
So, there's that. But that whole sequence, I'm sure, ignites the vitriol of the "what the hell did you do to my extended universe" fans, where, you know, we say, at this point we say, well, those are things that may have happened. They're legends. Something like that happened, but not this.
Right.
And they do keep occasionally pulling things in for Rebels and they're pulling things in from the extended universe, but they're changing them slightly. So it's like, okay, well, that was the legend. Here's the reality of it.
Right. And I mean, I was one of those people, I admit, that I railed against the whole, why are you getting rid of my expanded universe? Like, I loved
the
expanded universe.
You have to in order to tell...
Right, because they had written so many books, it would have been impossible to do these movies.
Yeah, just sending in a fresh director to make a movie who then had to fact check against 150 books...
Right. Yeah.
And make sure there were no continuity errors at all is just undoable. I mean, nobody knows all of those books well enough to be the fact checker.
Oh, some of them. I know some people that probably do.
Some people think they do.
That's true. No, but it's true. And I mean, I agree with you. They were a little heavy handed in that. And the whole Legends Need to Die thing. I think that what it does set up well is, okay, now, you know, this new trilogy that they've said.
Yeah, basically we've burned everything to the ground. Let's make a new trilogy. Anybody can be a Jedi.
Right.
Is what they've set up.
Right. That wasn't really a thing.
Yeah, so Rian Johnson is going to have in the prequels, it's kind of said.
Yeah.
They scour the galaxy for young children who exhibit the signs.
Which is the creepiest sounding shit.
Yeah.
The way you just put it out there.
But that's what they do. They go out and they find young children who show the signs of Force awareness. They fucking test their blood for midichlorians. And then, you know, they bring them in as young children. Anakin was too old.
Yeah.
at what, 8?
Yeah.
9?
Yeah. Anakin was too old to be brought into the temple and trained. So, yeah, they're taking very young children away from their families because they showed signs of force use. So, basically, they've set up reestablishing the Jedi Order, is basically what they've set up.
Yeah, I think so.
But I don't know. They definitely make it clear that the last Jedi, who is not the last Jedi because the Jedi will live on, saw the flaws in the Order.
Well, here was it. Yeah, the last of the old Jedi.
Right.
That's who the last Jedi was.
Yeah.
Luke was the last Jedi.
Right.
Of the old Jedi. This is going to be a new thing. Jedi. Now it's going to be Jedi, quote unquote, you know.
Yeah. But then Benicio del Toro is going to be like, no, I'm Ezra. And I've been a Jedi the whole time.
Do you think? Like, I know.
They're saying no, but come on. He looks like Ezra.
He does look like,
he looks like an old Ezra.
He does look like an old Ezra.
They never killed Ezra off.
Well, final season is right now.
Okay.
So they cut off midpoint of the season for this movie, and they're going to start up later. Yeah, so
he could be Ezra.
He could be Ezra, but yeah, they've got like 6 more episodes and then the whole fucking thing is done.
Oh crap.
So they're going to go out big cuz they have to wrap up all kinds of shit.
Well, and that's it. And you know, one of the things about anything that happens between episodes 3 and 4
which is where Rebels is.
Right, which is where Rebels is. Yeah. You know, it all has to end tragically because none of those
people... And Ezra's a character in Rebels. We didn't say that. Anyway.
Yeah, we just assume, you know. Ezra's the main character, essentially, in Rebels.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But yeah, Kanan has to die in the next few episodes.
Right. That's the problem. It's like Rogue One. Everyone has to die.
Yeah, because
survive.
Because we're butting up against Rogue One at the end of Rebels.
Right.
And right after Rogue One, Luke is the only... Or Obi-Wan is the only Jedi.
The only Jedi.
Obi-Wan and
that we know
Yoda.
Of left. Yeah,
yeah. Obi-Wan and Yoda, and Luke is the only young Jedi. Yeah. So Ezra's gone.
Right.
I don't know what that means. You know, he's flirting with the freaking dark side, but he's obviously not one of the pair of Sith.
Right. Could Ezra have gone, like, the gray Jedi, like, true neutral route?
Well, they've been
playing... Which is why he helped them.
I mean, they've been playing with that.
But then screwed them over.
Yeah.
He wears kind of the very gray attire.
Or he's so attuned with the Force that he screwed them over because he knows
where the grand
plan comes out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, which is, you know, kind of seems like something Ahsoka would do at this point.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah. I'm interested. I'm interested.
It made the last 6 episodes of Rebels super interesting.
Yeah, so I'm interested to see what the wrap up of Rebels is.
Yeah.
And they've already got another animated series lined up.
Starting from when?
I believe it's right after Jedi.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. It's Fall of the Empire, which could be.
That could be awesome.
Yeah,
like, I don't want that to be on Disney Channel because
Disney XD. I mean.
Is that for teenagers?
Yeah, it's the boy Disney Channel, but yeah, it's kind of a little more mature.
Okay.
You know,
because that's something that I would. Yeah, to me, because
it's got an X in it, so it's obviously extreme.
Yeah, no, but the books, and I know Expanded Universe, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
The books from that time are pretty heavy.
There are Extended Universe books, and then there's the new books,
right?
Which are canon,
right?
Which focus a lot on that time,
yeah.
Which is what the Aftermath series,
yeah.
Which I haven't read shit from,
either.
But I've seen, you know, little tidbits here and there,
right. And I mean, and that's it. Like, so one of my biggest complaints was they didn't do enough with Snoke in this movie,
right?
To me, they just sort of killed him to kill him, and like how a dude that was so
spoilers.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, we should say spoilers, and I can put this as the intro so that people will know they're spoilers.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
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 Everywhere spoilers.
Okay, now 14 minutes. Okay. I have to know where to go and grab that.
Yeah.
So I don't have to listen to us talk for half an hour. Because
it's only half of a half of an hour.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, that's
way too long
to talk. That is rough listening to us talk. Welcome to our podcast.
I know, right? Your podcast will fail.
But at least we had wings.
Yeah. I didn't bring the wings. I failed. Eat wings, watch the West Wing.
No.
Sorry, this is an inside joke.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah,
sort of. It is an internet meme, so everyone knows it.
That's true. But obviously. No, okay, so back to Snoke.
Yes.
For somebody who was so in tune with the minds of both Rey and Kylo, like, that he didn't notice him turn the lightsaber seemed a little weak to me.
But
any time that any Sith starts, like, jacking themselves off with the Force, like, they kind of meet their end.
Well, the thing is, the wording of what he was saying, it was obvious that Kylo was intentionally wording that in his head that way.
That's true.
So Kylo had figured out, okay, he's reading my mind.
Right.
So let me use that against him. Let me, because why would you say he aims the lightsaber towards his true enemy?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he just say towards her? Towards his true enemy, which should throw up red flags in Snoke's head, but it doesn't because
he's jacking himself off the Force.
Yeah, because he thinks he's freaking almighty fucking, I've got this guy in the palm of my hand.
But I want a Snoke book. Like, I need more backstory on him.
I have a feeling we will get something more.
I need to know how he came to be, how he rose to power, how he filled the darkness vacuum left by Sidious dying.
Yeah, I know.
And Vader.
I mean, we've got Solo coming out next year, but they haven't announced what the next one is.
But
which should be Obi-Wan.
I'll just take a book. Yeah, I'll just take a book for Snoke.
Right.
But, like, I need to know, because there just wasn't a lot of backstory to him. Like, he was just kind of this generic bad guy that they killed.
But there's
sort of for plotline purposes, but kind of just to kill him, to get him out of the way. He was in the way of the story, so we just had to get rid of him.
There was an interview that came out that is actually on an official Star Wars page. Mm-hmm. Where one of the either producers, directors, somebody up there with the plot
carrying,
said that Snoke has at least two apprentices. Oh. Kylo and at least one other. So episode 9 may be that other apprentice coming in to try to take over, and we may get some of that backstory, and we may get more on Snoke.
That would be good.
'Cause
like I said, right now, he seemed a lot more like Grievous or Dooku than like the Emperor.
But look at how much Emperor we got in the first two movies.
Yeah.
I mean, the Emperor was...
He wasn't dead at the end of the second one, though.
Yeah, true. Great. But, we don't want to exactly make the Empire Strikes Back. and they seem to be very careful to do that.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, Kylo doesn't say I am your brother.
Yeah,
he says your parents were nothing, which may or may not be true because he's a lying Sith, but not a Sith. He's a lying dark side user. Let's go with that.
Yeah, that'll work.
We're tearing down old structures and. Episode 9 will likely build new structures to replace them.
Yeah.
Hux and Kylo are going to butt heads.
Oh, yeah.
And Force choke and that'll be done. But Hux is going to have the backing of a large...
Probably the other apprentice.
Yeah. I mean, we may see a schism of the First Order. Another thing...
You can see Kylo go full Vader and redeem himself at the end.
Right.
Killing the other guy with Rey to his own demise. Like,
yes.
He kills the other guy, or he kills Hux, and Hux, the other Force user kills him.
Now, one thing that really wasn't fleshed out at all, and I think needed to be, especially since basically the time frame that we're supposed to believe that this happened is basically we went from... The second that Rey was handing Luke the lightsaber at the end of Force Awakens,
yeah.
And that's where we're supposed to start with Last Jedi. But at that point, what? The Republic homeworld had been destroyed for 2-3 days?
Yeah.
And basically Last Jedi were showing, you know, we're supposed to believe that the First Order is in the position of the old Empire.
Well,
And that's not really fleshed out.
It's true.
It would
help the, because they don't really, like, concurrent timelines. Like, it, the way they portray it, everything happened at the same timeline.
Right.
But if Rey was on the planet with Luke at the old temple for months.
Right, yeah.
It would make a little more sense of how she sort of learned.
It wasn't the 24-hour training program. Right.
We
just showed you the comical portions where she, you know, trashed huts and pissed off the
natives. Yeah, the keepers or whatever they were.
And fell into a cave. And, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, if the storylines aren't concurrent, like, that would make a lot more sense.
Right. But, yeah, I mean, like, much like they didn't explain the Republic to begin with.
Yeah.
At all in The Force Awakens. They don't really explain. They're not taking enough time to explain how the power structures are. And I understand that they may be steering clear of that because of how heavy-handed it was in the prequels and how badly that went.
Yeah.
But there needs to be something.
Yeah.
First
Order sort of came out of nowhere.
Yeah, I mean, basically we have a resistance army against the First Order who is a rebellion army coming in to take out the Republic.
Right, exactly. So
And how does that work? We have two rebel factions fighting each other. You blew up the homeworld of the Republic, but that's going to reform.
Right.
You know, you blow up the freaking the U.S. Congress. The U.S. is still going to reform that.
Right.
You know, so the states of the Republic will send other representatives. They'll just reform the Republic.
Right, and if they're going to do that animated series, maybe they deep dive into that a little bit more.
Maybe.
But it, yeah, because it seemed like maybe they had taken over some planets. Like, they took over Jakku. They took over the, you know, a couple other planets.
Yeah, so, I mean, the infrastructure of the First Order is not.
But here's the thing. They're not like the Empire, who had a presence on every single planet.
Right.
They're sort of a standing army with no real power base that we know of.
Right.
You know?
It's Germany, obviously.
Obviously. But, yeah. But it, you know, so maybe they don't. Maybe they were just going to cause a power vacuum and then just be there to fill it.
Yeah, right.
Which would make some sense. I mean, that was, it's one way to go about it.
Right. But, yeah, and
you know, if you have the biggest guns,
there's
then
no talk. You know, the resistance in Force Awakens is set aside as the resistance. These are different from the Republic,
right.
But in that case, will have its own weaponry.
Well, see, they also made it out to show that, like, the resistance is what's left of the Republic fleet or what's left of the Republic army.
But that's not how they tried to portray them as two separate entities, and there's no way a Republic is going to stand having just seen these events occur and not have a standing army.
Right.
And the Resistance is a separate entity within the Republic.
Well, and the Resistance may have been who were left of the old rebels that maybe didn't like the structure of the new Republic.
Right.
You know, they might be kind of fringy sort of outlaws themselves.
So where's the Republic fleet?
Great question. I thought that was the Republic fleet. Like,
but
I
it's not.
Half of it got destroyed because, you know, when Admiral Ackbar died. Like, Admiral Ackbar was the Republic, you know, admiral. That was his thing.
No, he was the rebellion.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this needs to be explained. Because if it's the Galactic Republic, the First Order blew up one fucking planet.
Right.
Where's the fleet?
Yeah. That's a great question. I don't know. You would think they have more than one dreadnought. Maybe that they've just got the rest of their First Order fleet fucking around somewhere else.
Right.
Maybe
fighting the Republic.
Well, here's the thing. Maybe the Republic hired the First Order to be their standing army, and then got turned on.
Maybe.
Which would make a lot of sense.
Maybe.
If you write a book on it, all makes sense.
Yeah, like, yeah. Just,
you could go in all these directions.
If you make a 20 season cartoon, we can make anything have come to pass.
Yes. But, I mean, there's lots of ways they could go. And that's, I mean, in a way that's good because they don't pin themselves into a specific storyline.
Right.
You know, it would make sense. It would parallel a lot of how the Republic fell the first time.
Mm-hmm.
In trusting a clone army, trusting the First Order.
Right, right.
Well, you know, and then getting...
Basically trusting that one guy.
But, right, yeah. And then getting turned on, you know, so...
Trust that one guy who then declares himself, you know, Chancellor. And,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they are Germans.
Yeah, anyway. Totally German. But, yeah, I mean, it very easily could be,
mm-hmm.
But it, I don't know.
But yeah,
I think had they got to shoot it again, knowing how it would turn out, I think Luke would have lived and Leia would have died. I think they could have done it somewhere else.
Yeah, I don't know, but it, I mean.
Because I think you could have done that scene. Not necessarily with the lightsaber fighting. It would have had to be a little more tender. But I think could have done a force projection from Leia.
Well,
left her in her coma.
No, I mean, you could do a force projection and just not have him die. There's nothing in that scene that says Luke died.
Right.
You know, you only find out in kind of postscript that Luke died from this force projection or sacrificed himself to the to the force. That was an unnecessary step.
It was.
In the story.
And to me, I think the story could have been a little... I think they would have set themselves up better for the last episode, especially considering that Carrie Fisher passed away, if you would have left Leia in her coma, you know, and then had her as a force projection. As her force projection, she could have said her goodbyes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all that could have came to pass. They could have just thought, like, they had her on one of the shuttles. Maybe she just got off, you know, and she woke up or whatever.
But
you could have had her come to do all that, do the part outside with Kylo.
I have a feeling that the plan was Episode 7, Han's movie. Episode 8, Luke's movie.
Episode 9,
Leia's movie.
Yeah.
So, that was the plan, and now they have to rethink Episode 9.
Yeah.
Which could be a good thing.
Could be.
You know, I kind of hate that they're going back to J.J. Abrams because of what he did with Force Awakens.
Yeah.
But he can, if he can keep himself from doing too much fucking fan service and just kind of tell a story, he can do that.
Yeah,
And he can set it up. You know, he can set it up going into a new universe. Because we're tearing down the structures of the old, and Rian Johnson did an excellent job of doing that.
He did.
And now Abrams can come in and go, okay, but this is the New Hope going forward.
Yeah.
And then the Rian Johnson trilogy is unrelated.
They've never said, it could be future. It could be, I'm hoping to God they go Old Republic.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Because it allows you, especially if you're a special effects guy, if you like intrigue and things that, where you go to a time where there were not two Sith. There's a whole planet of them.
Right.
There's a whole planet of Jedis.
But there's nothing... At the end of 8, there are no Sith.
Yeah.
So, if Kylo is the head of the dark side, he has not been indoctrinated in the rule of 2.
Yeah.
There's no indication of it.
That's true.
And he has started the Knights of Ren before, which was a larger group of dark side wielders. So that could lead to
something similar going forward. It's very true.
So, I mean, they could be developing for a future Old Republic-like scenario.
They could. And I mean, but I it's because I like the books and the video games and all that from the Old Republic so much that I would love to see them. If they could mesh together the story of KOTOR 1 and 2 into like a 2 or 3... There's enough to flesh out in there to give you 2 or 3 movies.
But, and there's similarity between Kylo and Revan.
Oh, yeah.
And even in the garb, you know, they could very much make a you know, turn Kylo's storyline more into a Revan storyline.
Into a Darth Revan storyline?
Yeah, I mean...
It could be.
We could be already on the way.
We could be.
So, and, you know, even before Last Jedi premiered, they gave Rian Johnson this trilogy. So yeah. He has a trilogy in mind, unrelated to the current trilogy. So, I have a feeling it's going to fill the trilogy years.
Right.
As opposed to the Star Wars story years.
Yeah.
But at this point, you know, we're looking at, I don't know. I don't know how they're going to do it because they've built up Poe and Rey and Finn.
Yeah.
And they're going to want to continue with those characters.
Are they though?
You would think. I mean, we got,
if it's unrelated, maybe not.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and...
Or they may come back to them later
on.
And
I'll tell you, if I were all of those actors, I don't know if I would want to fall... As profitable as it is.
Right. Yeah.
If I wanted to have an acting career, I don't know if I would want to fall into the trap of doing 6, 7, 8 Star Wars movies.
Right. Yeah.
Because it will ruin your career.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
And the fact that you just become, well, she's Rey.
Yes. Yes.
You know. That's why Mark Hamill didn't get work. He's Luke Skywalker.
Right.
You know? It's just the truth.
But he got a lot of voice work.
Right, but that's it. It's why he and Carrie Fisher both had to do a lot of voiceover work because
yeah,
they could hide their face. Yes, you know, they become synonymous with this character in this universe.
Yes.
That a lot of people hold very near and dear to their hearts. So maybe if I'm John Boyega and Daisy Ridley, you know, I don't want to fall into that trap.
Right. But Disney has shown no signs of not wanting to do that. Yeah. With the Marvel Universe.
Right.
But anyway. But yeah, you know, next year we have Solo. And then...
Which I'm excited for.
And then we have...
Episode 9.
And then we there's no... The next Star Wars story isn't announced yet. There's, you know, all kinds of conjecture that, hey, Ewan McGregor's the right age.
He is the right... Oh, God, that would be so great.
You know, to do a proper... Obi-Wan movie.
Well, if you can do an Obi-Wan movie that bridges episode 3 and 4, that would be phenomenal.
Right.
And maybe even then, you could show Obi-Wan's, like how he, you know, I don't know.
Well,
there's a lot of story to tell.
I mean, in Rebels, we saw Obi-Wan's final, encounter with Maul.
Yeah.
And... they could actually just make that part of the movie.
They could.
You know, but Maul doesn't know Obi-Wan's there until, like, a couple of days before it happens.
Yeah.
So, we can get the story of why Obi-Wan is on Tatooine and how that develops and, you know, other than, you know, it'd be cheesy if it was just, oh, we just had him there to keep an eye on Luke.
Yeah. No, I agree. It would be...
But...
Yeah. I think there's plenty there to flesh out.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's plenty of story to tell. Because, obviously, he's still doing some work for the Rebels. He's still kind of, you know... I don't know. It wouldn't just be Obi-Wan sitting in a hut drinking tea all day.
No. Although, you know, they could make that a good movie.
Sure.
Trainspotting 3, the Obi-Wan movie.
Yeah. But who knows? I mean, I would like to see it, though.
Yeah.
I think it would be good.
Yeah, they could do a lot of stuff with an Obi-Wan movie. There's always the rumors of Boba Fett, which, you know, has never been unmasked in live action.
Right.
You know, in theory, he looks a lot like his dad, but we don't know exactly how close to his dad he looks.
Boba was not a clone.
Right. Right.
All the clones were Jango.
Right.
So.
Yes. So, yeah, you've got Boba Fett, who needs a movie at some point.
You know what? And this may sound weird, considering he's got a superhero part right now. You cut Jason Momoa's hair, he'd be a fucking perfect Boba Fett. He's that kind of big, intimidating-looking dude.
Mm-hmm.
You put him in Mandalorian armor, he's going to look scary as shit.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be perfect for that role.
Or you just do a Mandalorian movie.
You could. And see, that's the other thing that you can bring in it. If you
Mandalore,
go,
a Star Wars
well, if
story.
You go Old yeah. Republic, that's a race that you can bring in, are the Mandalorians.
Right, right.
Who are kind of this, like, Klingon-style, thrive in battle. Very Spartan.
And they're split into tribes, and you know they've explored it in Rebels and in Clone Wars.
Yeah, but you could bring them into the fold and go deep dive into their culture a little bit.
But another thing you should show in the Obi-Wan movie, is him raising his granddaughter. But and then that's not canon.
Wiping
right now.
Her memory and leaving her on Jakku.
Yes. Or raising his daughter, who then has a granddaughter later on, and he's a Force ghost by the time his granddaughter would have been born. But anyway, and I forget where I was going. Yeah, I mean, there's room for, we're getting past, we're going to run out of the original trilogy Star Wars stories fairly soon,
which is good,
and then we can start looking at newer trilogy background stories, Rey, Snoke, Knights of Ren, the Knights of Ren, a Star Wars story, and where you see the Academy, the actual fallout of the Academy, not just Luke's side and Kylo's side. Yeah. You see more of the fallout.
More of the dynamic.
Yeah, yeah.
How it got to be there, Luke trying to... Well, but see, you would need Mark Hamill for that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he would literally be the exact age you would think Mark Hamill would be.
But no, you don't. You need, the guy who plays Winter Soldier.
Could work, I guess.
No, seriously. There are face swaps.
Oh, really?
Of young Luke and Sebastian Stan. That's his name.
Yeah.
Face swapped. Friggin' Sebastian Stan's face on young Luke is young Luke.
Okay. All right. Roll it. I'm cool with it. And I'm sure Mark Hamill would be, too. I mean, I think he's...
It's like he'll voice it. Huh? He'll voice it. He'll do the voiceover, voiceover of Sebastian Stan as Luke.
Yeah.
that should go well.
Yeah, it should be great. and maybe they try to capitalize on Luke one last time and do a Knights of Ren movie for number 9.
Yeah, or they just do a Knights of Ren movie where it shows from leaving the Academy, it starts off with the Academy in flames behind them and they step out,
You could do
that. And because we don't know anything, we don't know shit about the Knights of Ren.
No, no context.
Yeah, I mean, it was in Force Awakens. They weren't in, they were mentioned in Last Jedi, barely, but we don't know who the rest of them are.
No, or even if they're still alive.
Right.
They could still be alive.
Yeah, none of that was mentioned.
One of them could be Snoke's other apprentice.
Yes. At least one more. So.
Yeah.
So I guess that's enough on Last Jedi. Any final thoughts you want to throw out there?
I think Star Wars was long overdue for a... like Star Trek The Next Generation moment, where they had to leave the old behind and sort of trust a new cast to pick up the baton and carry it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I mean, it's one thing that I will
get started. So this is their generations?
Yeah. I honestly think it is. I think this is the time where, you're transitioning.
Uh-huh.
It's a good thing.
And now we can leave the old cast out. Maybe Chewbacca, maybe R2, maybe 3PO... are in 9, but that's it.
Yeah. Slowly but surely
there are ways to, we can just move the core group to a different part of the galaxy or away from the main fleet, and we never have to explain why Leia isn't there.
Yeah.
This is the time to transition from the old guard to the new guard.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, I think it was long overdue. It may have held on a little too long.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is such a backlash from a certain section of the fan base, but whatever.
Yeah.
You need to grow because these people can't keep playing these roles forever.
Honestly, the argument could be made that Force Awakens should have been the last time we saw the old
crew. Yeah. Force Awakens should have been Generations, not this movie.
Right. There should Generations shouldn't have been split into a two-parter.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, but I mean, I think it's in a good place. Mm-hmm. I think they'll keep it going.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like I said, it's worked for Star Trek several times.
Mm-hmm.
So, hopefully it'll work out here.
There we go. And I enjoyed the movie. And
yeah. I honestly did enjoy it the second time. I would recommend going to see it again.
Okay.
Without the four-year-old.
Yeah. Yeah. No offense. Well, that's, yeah. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah. So, next time, we will jump off of The Truman Show, which is on Netflix. Which
okay.
seems like an interesting thing to go into, because this was, you know, pre-reality show
right.
world where The Truman Show comes out.
Right.
So that we should have plenty to talk about there.
Yeah.
And I am at Woodle on the Twitter, Instagram, and Woodle on Animal Crossing.
You're giving out Animal Crossing IDs now, which I don't have. I'm that Joe, you know, on Instagram. Go look at pictures of my dogs. They're adorable.
And we will talk at you next time.
Good, because I had picked out what I was going to do. But, like, I tried to pick out, like, if I'm going to do an album, I wanted it to be, like, 20 years ago this month. Or 15 or whatever. And I found one from 25 years ago, but it's February. So we'll just put it in the chamber and fire it up in a month.
Toast.